Dictation for Mary Jennison, J-E-N-I-S-O-N, January 2742. Addressed as a letter to Dr. Mary, M-U-R-R-A-Y, 583-1914. Dear Dr. Mary, a follow-up for Mrs. Jennison. I saw her back in the hospital in January. She did have acute and chronic renal failure, secondary to hypertension, bilateral small kidneys, question renal artery stenosis. Since that time, she underwent a right-sided carotid endarterectomy. This was done at Covenant in Saginaw within the last month and a half without complications. Prior left-sided similar procedure 15, 20 years ago. Isolated episode of vertigo dizziness, received prednisone antivert. This is a chronic problem for her without any other associated symptoms. Isolated nausea, no vomiting. Prior gallbladder surgery, constipation, no bleeding, some frequency incontinence, but no infection, cloudiness, or blood. Presently, no major edema. Uses a walker, not very physically active. Chronic back pain, denies dyspnea, orthopnea, PND, or chest pain. She's hard of hearing, normal speech. Other review system is negative. Medication list review. I will highlight the Norvasc Coric pain control with fentanyl patches, hydrocodone, takes cholesterol treatment. Next paragraph, present weight 181, blood pressure by nurse 153.91, eye check 140.62 on the left side. Lungs are clear, no respiratory distress, decreased hearing, normal speech, no facial asymmetry, has a loud systolic murmur, appears regular, no pericardial rap, has carotid bruise, prior carotid endarterectomy, obesity of the abdomen, no bruise, ascites tenderness, no major edema or focal deficit. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries are few days ago, April, creatinine 1.49, which appears to be the new steady state, normal electrolyte acid base, nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, anemia 10.9, present GFR 35, anemia 9.9 with a normal white blood cell and platelet. In the hospital, bilateral small kidneys, 8.7 right, 9.0 left. It was difficult to measure the peak systolic velocity. There was question indirect evidence for right-sided renal artery stenosis. No compromise of the left-sided, normal veins. Has preserved ejection fraction, minor other abnormalities. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD stage 3B, presently stable, no symptoms of uremic encephalopathy, pericarditis, no indication for dialysis, has bilateral small kidneys. Is my understanding vascular surgeon is going to check further if truly there is renal artery stenosis, might require angioplasty stent. At the same time, kidneys are small. Blood pressure is fairly controlled. It might not make much of a difference on clinical blood pressure control or kidney function. There might be already significant fibrosis. We will monitor chemistries. Presently, potassium acid base is stable. There has been no need for phosphorus binders. There is anemia that we're going to monitor for potential EPO treatment. Other chemistries with the kidney disease are stable. Come back on the next 6 months, end of dictation.